time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and here I am once again for about 45 minutes. How are you all doing out there? Sun is shining, I hope, and will continue to shine the rest of the day. Now, you probably heard, I did mention it, didn't I, that Elizabeth Warren dropped out of the race. Now, who will Elizabeth Warren support? And it won't be Bloomberg. She wouldn't need his support. Somebody will want his money, though. 11:15 is the time. Let's see what else is happening. I mentioned the fact that Brickyard will have their open house Friday evening. And now what I want, what I hope, is people with something going on would call us and let us know. I never heard a single word about the pancake breakfast the other day, but I'm sure enough people knew about it that it was another huge success. But yet they never, and here we are, we're open, and we have, you know, many, many listeners. And if you've got something going on, don't hesitate to call us. We don't charge for nonprofits, so feel free. But now, let's see, and well, here's the deal. If, say, a business is having an open house and they're not buying time, fine. I mean, well, we need money to support us here, but you don't have to. As long as you're not paying us for your announcement, go right ahead. Yeah, we can talk about anything. And that's what's nice. In the old days, when commercial radio was really more commercial, we had to watch for what we said because the salespeople would say, "Hey, I don't want you talking about that business anymore because we need their money. We need them to pay. We want them to pay for what they get." Well, that's a little different than here. Yes, we'd like the money, but we cannot advertise specific things. All right. Well, there's my lecture for today, along with Elizabeth Browning, or Elizabeth Warren. Now, who's she going to support? Bernie Sanders, do you suppose? It's going to be interesting. But let them do what they like. Whatever fills the bucket. All right, now, I've got, let me see, some questions here concerning speed. My first one concerning speed is tape recorders. The average speed of a tape recorder for domestic use was what? What was the speed of a domestic tape recorder in contrast to maybe one that I used to use in broadcast where it went twice the speed so you get better quality? The only thing is, your tape only lasted half the time. But what speed does a home tape recorder run at? Do you know that? 740-383-9944. That's our number to call. What speed is a home recorder at? Okay. Now, I didn't think I'd get that right away. My next question is this. Remember the era of the smaller records that played just as long as the old 78s? And what speed did they revolve at? What speed did a 45 RPM record play? Got that? I hope so. And now we had records. I can remember the first one that ever came in. They were called long play. They were larger in size than the 78. And they had grooves that were placed closer together. And they would last a lot longer in playing time. But what was their speed? What was the speed of a long play album? Now, there's a lot of albums that were put out, millions of albums. And they played at a certain speed. Now, what was the speed? And then, there's three things. What was the average speed of a home recorder, a home tape recorder, and then that little round thing that had a center hole in it that was very large, it wasn't just a spindle hole, and what did it revolve at? What speed? Oh, we got, hey, he was here.
He was here.
Hey, all right, 1121. Oh, my goodness. And the date is correct? No, the date's wrong. The month, it says it's now 1231 in the year aught. That's okay. All I need really is the time. Okay, that's good. It's coming up on 1121 if you want to check your home clock. Yeah, all right. So, going back to speed, what is a long play album? Or what speed do they spin? A long play album. And there's millions of them out there. You probably have some at home yet. What speed do they run? And what about those little tiny, we call them 45s? What speed did they rotate at? And what about the average tape recorder? What speed did they run? The average tape recorder. Got that? All right, now. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, wouldn't that be a 78 and a third?
It was, let me see. No, it wasn't. I didn't mention the 78s. That was the original. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking 78 and a third. I remember doing that because I also collect records. I just can't remember what else you would.
It was not 78 and a third. I'll give you a go on that. It was 78, period. 78 revolutions per minute. 78.
All righty, I'll get off the phone and listen.
Okay, hey, do you want a prize?
Oh, no, I just picked one up.
So. Okay, very good. All right. Mm. Okay, yeah. All right, 78 RPM, yeah. In contrast to those new big albums that came out that would play twice as long or longer than the old 78, and there were two of them. There was a small one that took a large spindle to play them, and then there was the regular long play. What speed did it run at? And what else do I have here? Yeah, that's it. Okay, just a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, that would be 33 and a third.
Yes, you're right, 33 and a third. Yeah. Okay. Now, would you like a prize?
No, I just wanted to answer the question.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
All right, Charlie.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, 33 and a third. Yeah, that's what we call them, 33 and a third. Wow, here's another. Yes, caller, go ahead. Caller, are you out there? Okay, call again. See what happens. Maybe the phone will blow up the next time. Okay, so what did tape recorders run at? What was the speed for a home tape recorder? Got that? Yeah, there was it was pretty well known. If you bought one, I had one time, I had a Voice of Music recorder. Oh, was it nice? I can still remember the demonstration tape. And do you remember, I'm trying to think of the title of the demonstration tape. What it did, it took you to a jungle, and you could hear birds singing and all kinds of special effects. And it was designed for you to become so attracted to these sounds, you had to have that recorder. I remember Cervex sold them. That was a long time ago. What speed did they play? You know, what speed did they operate? And we had 33 and third long play. Let me write that. Cross that off my list here. And we had the one up, the one record that was between the 78 RPM, that's revolutions per minute, and 33 and a third. There was one in between there I've talked about here. It had a large hole in it. And you could buy little recorders for playback. They were tiny little things. But then they also were included, I think, in some of those recorders you could buy later on, because it was special. And it was the prelude to the long play 33 and a third. What speed did it run at? And I'm sure some of you have. Yes, some of these records. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Hey, was that a 45?
Yes, a 45, you betcha.
I want to tell you, I thought this morning about 5 o'clock walking.
Yeah.
Must be summer. I heard two robins just singing away.
No kidding.
Yes, I did.
Yo.
You know, if you get up early in the morning, which I always do, but
yeah,
around 5, about 4:30 a lot of times, you'll hear, when it gets summer, the birds just singing away.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Oh, we're getting close with the temperatures coming up in the 40s and 50s. Oh, boy.
So I come in, I told my wife, I said, well, summer's here. There's two robins out there just singing away.
Well, that's great, yeah.
Ain't nature something?
Oh, it is. Absolutely, yes.
People do not appreciate nature, it is.
That's right. And now there's a new group that's so enthused about nature, they formed a bird club in Marion County. And they go out the Tall Grass Trail and look for birds out there.
Yeah, that Jim Anderson, he's very interesting to listen to.
Yes,
stuff,
he's good. Yeah.
But people, it takes you a long time. I'm turning 81. You've seen me up there before. I've won a few prizes.
You're that old?
Yes, I am.
Well, you sound young.
I stuck my head in your door up there one day.
Okay.
You was on the air.
Okay. Wow.
First name's Larry, and sometime I'll go up there, you're on, I'll stick my head in the doors.
Hey, Larry, would you like a prize today?
No, I'm not eligible.
Oh, okay.
I had a couple weeks ago, Charlie.
All right.
You know, but it's interesting to listen to you because you got good facts.
Oh, thank you. And
people don't have any facts anymore. Nobody knows nothing.
Isn't that? Yeah, we're too busy doing other things.
They're stupid.
Now,
I'll tell you what, the drivers around just go as fast as they can. Run them brakes.
Yes, oh my goodness.
And on Fridays, you better be careful if you're over out to 95 because they will run you over.
Isn't that the truth? I've never seen a highway that busy on the east side of Marion. Good
that's
heavens.
That's why you see the state patrol out there a lot. There's a lot of wrecks out there.
Yes, oh my goodness.
Well, yeah. Anyway, it's good to listen to you
talk. All right, well, I appreciate you calling.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, yes. 11:28 is the time. Boy, time is flying today, but, you know, if you're able and can go out to the Tall Grass Trail, I've been out there for years and years with one of the professors at Ohio State that taught ornithology. And we saw different varieties, but nothing like they're finding now. I can't believe it. And it makes it so interesting. And you'll find a lot of these birds on Facebook now that they see and photograph. Wow, it's super. Thanks to James Anderson, too, for being our Marion County Park District person who manages that area and works with people all over. Okay, 11:29 and a half right now. We'll be breaking for about a minute and a half, then right back again for the last half hour. And here's something while we're in the break that you might want to look up. The term given on your tachometer in your car, if you have a tachometer, and there is a limit to the number of revolutions.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again with a half hour yet of a little bit of this and that. Okay, now, what I started telling you before the break, sports cars have tachometers, and maybe the car you're driving has one, I don't know. But there is a limit to the amount of revolutions that you should run your car. And that term is called what? And it has a color involved in it. What would that be? The maximum RPM that your engine should not exceed. Now, I've got a tachometer. Do I in my car? I don't think I do now. I'm trying to think. I don't think I do. But there is a limit to other cars, sports cars especially, that it has a term. Now, what would that be, you hot rod enthusiast? 740-333-9944. What is the term, and it has a color in it, a term that's given to the maximum RPM that you should not exceed in your car? All right. Okay, but now we go to, let's see. Yeah, I'm working on Thursday's questions now. Friday's questions will be more varied than these, perhaps. Let me see here. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of of domestic businesses, a wholesale business, a part of a hog, and Ben Franklin, his background. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, would the answer to your question be REM, R-E-M?
No, you're close, but not quite. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, where did I see? There is a medicine out now you see it advertised, REM something, R-E-M, and it has, maybe three letters afterward. Do you know what that stands for? R-E-M, Rapid Eye Movement. And this particular medicine they're advertising is a medicine to put you to sleep, really. But it starts off the REM, Rapid Eye Movement. That's one stage of sleeping at night. And I don't know if I ever reach REM or not, because my covers are always on the floor, and they don't tell me anything. Okay, oops, caller, go ahead.
Hi, would the answer be RPM?
Well, RPM is there. That's the, it registers revolutions per minute, but there's a maximum amount of RPMs, and it has a term. What's it called?
I should know that. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of the sports car enthusiasts will say, hey, my car is redlined at, well, I just gave you the answer. The answer is redline. Maybe your car has 45 RPM redline. You don't go beyond that or you damage your engine. Okay. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, the redline.
Yeah, redline is right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like a prize today?
No, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right.
Bye. Okay, yeah. The red line on your tachometer. Yeah. You don't want to exceed that because it's too much wear and tear on your engine. Okay, now, what else have I not got an answer for? I think most everything. I was quite interested, though, today in the Marion Star, when it mentioned the three people that they, you have to be from Marion County to be a distinguished citizen. And, boy, the plaques they have made for these, they're on the wall in the downstairs of Heritage Hall, and they're quite expensive. And they have an artist take a picture of the recipient and put that and engrave it onto a plaque that is then molded and so forth. But one of the qualifications to be an outstanding citizen is that you must be born in Marion. But if you notice, Amos Kling was not born in Marion. Amos Kling was born in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Now, did they give him an exception? That's what I wonder. Now, and I'm speaking with a little bit of authority there because I was president of the association when we came up with the distinguished awards and the qualifications. You must be born in Marion, but I think they gave an exception to Amos Kling, who was born in Pennsylvania. Okay, and I think George Brown was probably born on Mount Vernon Avenue at Etowah. That's where his dad married, let's see, how was it? I'm trying to remember now. George Brown's dad married, George King's daughter, that's it. And they lived at Etowah on Mount Vernon Avenue. Now, I don't know where Trello Romine was born. Apparently was in Marion County somewhere. But those plaques will be displayed, and a ceremony for that will take place at a little later date. Okay, now 11:37, isn't it? Wait a minute. Yeah, 11:37:45. I've got two clocks in front of me. Now I will take the one clock and turn it off, and I appreciate getting the use of the. This belongs to, it says triple tack to unlock. There, I just did. It says 11:38. Yeah, it's right. Okay, I'll leave that out for Glenn. Oh, and don't forget, too, today is Swap Shop Day. Are any of you having sidewalk sales? Now, remember, if you are, you should call Glenn and give him your address and maybe some of the items in your sale, and he'll be glad to put them on at 12:15. That's just over about 35 minutes from right now. Okay. And what else do I have here that I can ask you that's hard to answer? Okay, now here's a good one. I had saved this for tomorrow, but I'm going to use it today because it's kind of interesting. If you had gone in, I don't know if they still have glass jars of what they call pickled pig's feet. Remember that? Oh, you've never been in a bar? Well, I tell you what, if you were in a bar and you ordered, hey, give me one of those feet, and you ate a little bit of it, it's salty, oh my goodness. And you can imagine why they are salty. First is preservation. Secondly is to whet your thirst for more beer or wine. Or whiskey. Yeah, that's why they had them on the counter. And the barmaid or bar person would unscrew the top and reach in and pull out a ham hock. Now, what is a ham hock? Yeah. How would you describe, and I might say, for one thing, it's not the toes. The toes of a pig are not included in this. Now, what comprises a ham hock? And what is a hock? Oh, that's quite a question. Tell me all about anything you know about ham hocks. 740-383-9944. Where would you find a ham hock on a pig? What section of its leg would you find it? That gives you a hint. All right. And what else do we have here? I've got a few other questions all lined up for tomorrow. I got some interesting questions. Let me give you a hint, if I can. There was one company downtown, and I'm not going to ask for your answer right now, that was involved in wholesale wholesale electrical products, I'll put it that way. But I'm not going to ask that today. Save that answer for tomorrow. Okay, now let me look at the tall grass trail here. I see nothing happening yet this week. But on Monday, the 8th of March, let me see, Nature Patterns at the Tall Grass Trail at 5 p.m., and it's geared for younger children. Okay. Now, behind that announcement is the Neighborhood Supper Free Meal, the second Tuesday of each month at 5:15 at Trinity Baptist Church. So that would have been, what, last night? Okay, let's see, what else do I have here? Master Urban Farmer. Oh, that's March the 19th at Mays Community Temple. Well, that's interesting. A Master Urban Farmer would be for people, apparently, that grow their vegetables in a community garden. And I never will forget, and a lot of you won't forget, I'm sure, either, when Terry Klein originated the community garden there on the east side of Marion. And, boy, it went so well. We had it, 3 years? And had so many donations of water from the City Water Company, Moral Company, soil testing, and it goes on and on. And it was so much fun, and we look often back at that. But there are some community gardens still in Marion. There's one behind the YMCA, and in this Mays Community Temple here. Let me read this to you here. Thursdays, March 19th through April 16th, from 6 till 8 at Mays Community Temple. That's on Bennett Street, 801 Bennett. There's no cost to the community, but registration is required. All are welcome, including teens. You can register online, goosu.edu, Marion Urban Farmer, or call the Extension Service in Marion. And week one will be Introduction to Urban Farming and Site Selection. Then the second week will be Pest Management, and then Soil Health for Urban Sites and Working with the Land Bank, and then Hydroponic and Aeroponic Production. And the last week will be Fruit and Vegetable Production and Feeding the Community. Okay, that sounds interesting, doesn't it? Okay, and that's the sponsor for that is Ohio State University, and it's going to be at Mays Community Temple, March 19th through the, every Thursday from March 19th through April 16th. All right. Now, what haven't I got? I got the red line here for your tachometer. A lot of hot rod enthusiasts will be familiar with that term, red line. Okay, and did we get, I think we did, the 45 RPM record player. The tape recorder has, I don't believe anyone's given me the speed of a home tape recorder. Yeah, they had a Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and how are you doing today? Hope you're all feeling well. Now, I know some people are recovering from the flu, and oh, lo and behold, the problem they're having in Columbus. Oh, my goodness, there might even be a lawsuit come out of that whole deal with the cancellation of certain parts of the Arnold Schwarzenegger program, which is scheduled for this weekend. And, oh, I tell you, you talk about controversy. There, they've got it. And I heard on the news early this morning there could be a lawsuit against the city of Columbus for canceling parts of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, you know, if I was the people in Columbus, I would think twice. Because Arnold Schwarzenegger's group could move to another city. That's $61 million worth of business that could be going to some other city. I don't know if they would ever consider that, but, you know, Columbus ought to be aware. And so far, no one's died, I guess, of the virus in Ohio. They're doing this to make sure that no one does, but you'll just have to keep listening to the radio or the TV to find out where they're at in their controversy regarding that program for the weekend. I know my grandkids all wanted to go, but there's so much being said that you'll want to keep listening because it's too complicated. And that means how are you going to keep everybody informed as to who can attend and who cannot attend? Oh, they got a real problem going down there. Wow. Between the mayor and the governor and so on and so forth. Any of you got any ideas, any comments on that particular situation? I know some of you listening were intending to go down to Columbus this weekend. Now, this is, what, Thursday, and I think some of the events have already started. But how's it going to end? I have no idea. You probably don't either, do you? Okay, now, I've got one question here that I'm going to pull from my questions of tomorrow. I'll have to see if I can replace it with something else here in 24 hours. Farmers plant something in the fall to help the soil. Now, what vegetable have farmers planted? Now, this particular vegetable goes deep into the ground, and which is a great benefit for the soil. But the only problem that they're having is with a smell. It smells like something terribly rotten. Or natural gas, maybe, would be a better term for that. Now, what vegetable are they planting in the fall to hold that land and so the high winds of winter, won't bother it? Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Radishes?
Yes, it's radishes. Yeah, they're an oriental radish, and they can get quite long. Boy. Okay, how about a prize today?
Do you have Jimmy John's today?
Let me see. No, I've got just a smoothie and Panda.
Panda Express. Give me Panda.
Okay, all right. And that's for a small portion of everything. Okay, what's your name now?
Charlie Durst.
Charlie, how you doing?
Okay.
Are you going to Columbus this weekend?
No.
I don't understand the whole thing, do you?
Yeah, it's just that they don't know.
Yeah.
Who should be there? The state thinks they have the right to eliminate it, and I don't know whether they do or not.
Yeah, which could result in a big lawsuit.
Yeah, because that brings in millions and millions of dollars to Columbus.
$61 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand why they even considered cancel it anyway.
Yeah, because
you haven't heard of cancel any hockey games or basketball games or
let alone Ohio State football.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yep.
Okay. So like they say, stay tuned.
Okay.
Charlie, have a good day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Charlie's got a Panda Express. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Now. Okay, radishes, yeah. They have a particular name, those radishes. And I notice that on television, when they have programs on Chinese cooking or Japanese cooking, a lot of times those same radishes are talked about and cut up and eaten. I often thought of stopping along the road and pulling one out of the ground and see what they taste like. Oh, my. But there's something good to loosen up the ground and also to keep it from eroding during the winter time. That's the last thing a farmer wants to have happen, and that would be a erosion from wind. Now, the other day we saw a good example of that. The wind was blowing out of the north or west, and it was blowing snow up. And even though we had hardly any snow, it was accumulating because it was piling up with the wind. 740-383-9944. Now, the time is 11:52. Do you have anything you would like to say about anything on... You know, I opened up today by talking about the Bishop's Bible. And I challenge you to look it up on Google and see what you think. and why it was called the Bishop's Bible. And you'll find that there was so much involved in the various interpretations of the Bible. I can't believe all the different interpretations that came about and all the people involved, mainly the kings of England. Oh, boy. There was, of course, the King James, and there was King Henry VIII, I think, and a few others. They wanted their input, too, to the Bible. Interesting. But it's more interesting if you were to Google it and read it yourself. Don't pass up the chance. It's kind of interesting, especially in today when, you know, so much has gone electronics that it's nice to read something that doesn't involve the latest. Okay. Of course, you can get a... And here's the thing that's going on now. Preachers are not preaching using a Bible. They're preaching using a smartphone and typing in the subject and then looking at it and giving their sermon with it. Yeah, boy. Oh, things have really changed. Okay, now what else can we talk about today? It's now 11:54, 11:55 coming up. Is there anything you're interested in that you want to know anything about? Now, what I'm wondering across the street is those two big silos. Now, on top of the one, you can tell the wind is working the, I suppose it's tar paper or whatever, working it up. And if those were to, you know, eventually fill with water and froze, it would not be a good thing. But yet, who has the money to lower those silos? And how could they do it? They would have to get in those experts with demolition to bring one straight down. But are they going to become a hazard? Because I want you to see if I'm correct. You look up at one if you're coming down West Center, but quickly glance over there. And of course, I can see them better from our second floor here. It looks like the top sheeting is blowing up. Looks jagged on top. That's not good. Okay, let's see what else is happening. Well, the new grocery store downtown is taking shape. That's for sure. The old cigar store, boy, it's a has-been. Because now it's larger than I thought it would be, because they're doing more than remodeling the cigar store. But you'll have to... But if you come downtown to look at that, look quickly, because you don't want to run into somebody. And that happens occasionally at that intersection. Okay, it's 11:56, almost 11:57, giving us about 3 minutes. So tomorrow, like I say, I'm going to have some different questions. And today, in a couple of minutes we've got, if you can tell me exactly what a ham hock is, a ham hock, that's H-O-C-K, ham hock. Can you tell me what that is? But you have to be accurate, okay? And you would find them. I wonder, are there still any bars in Marion that have jars full of ham hocks? Yeah, a lot of people call them just pig's feet. And they're salty. They're salty. If you're on a salt-free diet, that's a no-no. Woo, wow. A lot of us are on salt-free diets, but I find that if you just eat less salt, that helps. I'm at a lower weight now than I have been in my later years. I'm down into the 158 range, which I've not been for 100 years, so almost. Okay, it's now 11:58, and we're going to be breaking, but I should mention again, too, about Glenn Coble and his swap shop. Yeah, and
I'm sure some people are going to have yard sales or sidewalk sales this weekend with the warmer temperatures. But you never know. And if you are going to have a sidewalk sale, be sure to call Glenn and say, hey, you know what? Okay, right now it's 11:59, and we've got a minute to go yet in this program. So tomorrow I'm going to be talking about one business that has a name like relatives. I'll give you 24 hours to think that one over. Has a name that sounds like relatives. Now, what would that be? And there's none in Marion right now. There used to be. 11:59 is the time. We're getting toward the end of our rope here. And it's held together pretty good here for a couple hours. Manila hemp. Do they still make manila hemp ropes, Glenn?
Well, they were illegal for a long time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, you couldn't smoke a rope?
Yeah, it was hemp. Marijuana.
Yeah. And now they're talking about legalizing marijuana. Can you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine all the people that go around smoking marijuana and you say, boy, there's a funny smell. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, same time. Have a great day and keep cool.